Lesson 74, John 14, Introduction. Following the Passover meal, Jesus taught his apostles how to return to Heavenly Father and how to show their love for the Savior. Jesus then promised his apostles that he would send them another Comforter. Suggestions for teaching. John 14, 1-14. The Savior teaches his apostles how to return to Heavenly Father. If possible, display a map of your city and invite students to identify their current location on it. On the map, identify another place students are familiar with. Ask them to write down on a piece of paper how to get from their current location to that place. Invite one or two students to report what they wrote. Write Celestial Kingdom on the board. Ask students to consider the directions they would give to someone who wants to know how to reach the Celestial Kingdom. Invite students to look for a truth as they study John 14 that could help them know how to return to Heavenly Father and enter the Celestial Kingdom. To help students understand the context of John 14, remind them that the Savior observed the Passover with his apostles in an upper room in Jerusalem. Following the Passover meal, Jesus told his disciples he would soon be leaving them. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from John 14, 1-5. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Jesus taught his apostles to help comfort them. What did Jesus teach his apostles to help comfort them? What do you think the phrase, "In my Father's house are many mansions," in verse 2 means? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by the prophet Joseph Smith. Quote, the statement, "In my Father's house are many mansions," should be, "In my Father's kingdom are many kingdoms, in order that ye may be heirs of God and joint heirs with me." There are mansions for those who obey a celestial law, and there are other mansions for those who come short of the law, every man in his own order. End quote. From Teachings of the Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, page 219. You may want to suggest that students write the words kingdom and kingdoms in their scriptures above the words house and mansions in John 14:2. Which teachings in John 14:1-4 might have been comforting to the apostles? According to verse 5, how did John respond to the Savior's teaching that his apostles knew the way to Heavenly Father's kingdom? Invite a student to read John 14:6 aloud and ask the class to look for Jesus' response to Thomas's question. How did Jesus respond to Thomas's question? Note, John 14:6 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way, so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Draw a path on the board. At one end of the path, write Us. At the other end, write Heavenly Father's Kingdom. Write The Way under the path, and point out that this phrase refers to the path that leads from one place to another. How is the Savior the way? Students might respond that the Savior shows us how to live in order to become like God and how to be worthy to dwell in Heavenly Father's presence. Write the truth and the life on the board under the way. In what ways is Jesus Christ the truth? He is the source of all truth and lived all truth perfectly. In what ways is Jesus the life? He makes it possible for us to overcome physical death and be resurrected with immortal physical bodies, and to overcome spiritual death to obtain eternal life. He is, quote, the light which is in all things, which giveth life to all things, end quote, from D&C 88:13. Under the drawing of the path on the board, write, Jesus Christ is, next to the way. Based on what we have discussed, how would you summarize the meaning of the Savior's statement that no man cometh unto the Father but by me in John 14:6? Students may use different words, but should identify a truth similar to the following. Only through the atonement of Jesus Christ and by following His way can we enter Heavenly Father's kingdom. What will happen if we try to follow a way that is not the Savior's way? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Lawrence E. Corbridge of the 70. Ask the class to listen for what will happen if we try to follow a way that is not the Savior's way. Quote, "There is only one way to happiness and fulfillment. He is the way. Every other way, any other way, whatever other way, is foolishness." We can either follow the Lord and be endowed with His power and have peace, light, strength, knowledge, confidence, love, and joy, or we can go some other way, any other way, whatever other way, and go it alone, without His support, without His power, without guidance, in darkness, turmoil, doubt, grief, and despair. And I ask, which way is easier? There is only one way to happiness and fulfillment. Jesus Christ is the way. End quote. From The Way, Ensign Orleahona, November 2008. According to Elder Corbridge, what will happen if we do not follow the Savior's way? What will happen if we follow the Savior's way? Ask students to ponder experiences they have had in which they were blessed by following the Savior's way. Invite a few of them to share their experiences. Summarize John 14:7-14 by explaining that the Savior taught His apostles that one of His purposes in coming to earth was to reveal through His words and deeds the true nature of Heavenly Father. He also promised His apostles that they would have power to do great works. John 14:15-31. Jesus teaches His apostles how to show their love for Him. Ask students to think of someone they love. How do you show your love for this person? Invite a student to read John 14:15 aloud and ask the class to look for what Jesus told His apostles to do to show their love for Him. Based on what Jesus taught His apostles, what can we do to show our love for Jesus Christ? Students should identify the following truth. We show our love for Jesus Christ by keeping His commandments. Note, John 14:15 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Bring to class several slips of paper with commandments written on them, such as obeying the word of wisdom, paying tithing, and keeping the Sabbath day holy. Invite several students to come to the front of the class. Instruct each one to take a slip of paper, read the commandment aloud, and explain how keeping that commandment allows us to show our love for Jesus Christ. Afterwards, invite them to return to their seats. Invite students to ponder how well they are showing their love for the Savior by keeping His commandments. Encourage them to set a goal to show their love for the Savior by better keeping one or more commandments that might be difficult for them. Invite a student to read John 14:16-17 and verse 26 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the Savior's promise to His apostles. What did the Savior promise His apostles? Explain that the phrase, "another comforter," in verse 16, refers to the Holy Ghost. Because the Savior had been a comforter to His apostles during His mortal ministry, He called the Holy Ghost another comforter. According to John 14:16-17 and verse 26, what can the Holy Ghost do for us? Using their own words, students should identify the following truth. The Holy Ghost can comfort us, teach us all things, and bring all things to our remembrance. Invite students to record their answers to the following questions in their class notebooks or Scripture study journals. When have you felt the Holy Ghost comfort you? When have you felt Him teach you? When has He helped you remember things? After sufficient time, ask for a few volunteers to share what they wrote. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from John 14, 18 through 23. According to verses 21 and 23, how will we be blessed if we keep the commandments? Students may use different words, but should identify a principle similar to the following. If we keep the commandments, Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ will be with us. What do you think it means that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ will be with us? This refers to a personal appearance of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 3. Explain that the prophet Joseph Smith taught that while the Holy Ghost is referred to as the first comforter, Jesus Christ is the second comforter. To receive Him as the second comforter, we must first develop faith in Him, repent, be baptized, receive the Holy Ghost, and strive to be righteous and serve God. If we do these things, eventually we, quote, will have the personage of Jesus Christ to attend us, or appear unto us from time to time, and the visions of the heavens will be opened unto us, and the Lord will teach us face to face, end quote. From the History of the Church, Volume 3, pages 380 through 381. This promise will be fulfilled according to the Lord's will and timing. See Doctrine and Covenants 88, verse 68. Invite students to read John 14:27 silently, looking for the Savior's message to His apostles. How does the Savior's message in verse 27 relate to the principles we have identified in this lesson? What is the difference between the peace the Savior offers and the peace the world offers? Summarize John 14:28-30 and Joseph Smith translation John 14:30 in verse 30, footnote A, by explaining that Jesus told His apostles that they should rejoice because He was about to leave them to return to Heavenly Father. He also told them that Satan had no power over Him because He had overcome the world. Jesus told the apostles that Satan could still influence them because they had not yet completed their work on the earth. Invite students to read John 14:31 silently, looking for what the Savior wanted the world to know. What did the Savior want the world to know? How did the Savior show His love for Heavenly Father? To conclude, invite students to testify of how the principles in this lesson can help them as they try to return to God's presence in the celestial kingdom. Scripture Mastery, John 14:6. To help students memorize John 14:6, consider using one of the ideas in the appendix of this manual. Scripture Mastery, John 14:15. To help students memorize John 14:15, invite them to write this verse on a slip of paper. Ask them to repeat the verse until they have memorized it. Then invite them to display this paper in a place where it will remind them to show their love for the Lord by keeping His commandments.